Joe, do y'all wanna go? Jed?
Did what?
Is that a web address you gave me in the car? I'll put these.
I love that thing.
How old are you, Jed and I? Eight? Oh my gosh. He's really remarkable, isn't he?
We were proud.
We have, he is remarkable, you're just eight. Okay, we're bored. Okay, this is Lisa and David Watson and their son, Jed and I. Oh, I'm getting better.
Yep, yeah, got it.
Thank you for this help and work. Thank you. I thank you for faithful hearts. Thank you, Father, for people who have pursued you faithfully, who have applied themselves to the truth that you've given them all their lives, that they have a good marriage, that they apply principles of tenderness and of forgiveness and of considering others above themselves, Lord, and even in their marriage, that they are those kinds of people. I thank you, though, Lord, that there's not anything religious about this couple, that they are, they're the real deal. They love you, they walk with you, but they can just, they can walk with anyone, Lord, that they have a broad spectrum of people with whom they can relate. They can relate to the highly religious, they can relate to the loosey-goosey religious, they can relate to the world, they can relate to people all around them because they're just solid, they're the real deal. You're not half-baked, you're not half-baked, but you're full. You have waited for a season, you have been even trained and allowed yourself and submitted yourself to certain things in the Lord, even maybe in the community in which you walk. And the Lord has had you on a training process, and he says that you have come through and that you are built up now and able to stand and walk fully into the things I've given you to walk into. So don't hold back and don't demur or say I'm not qualified because the Lord has prepared you and qualified you to step into the things that he has for you. Lisa, you do have a really strong prophetic gift. You already function prophetically, okay? You already move prophetically. You hear the voice of the Lord. And you have a really strong building gift. This is the first proof of that. But you build other men, and you build people in relationships, and you build people in families. And the Lord wants you to be really confident in that. It's not like you've come by that second-handedly. It's not like you're an interloper the way God has made you. You already have people that you walk with, other men, you are speaking into their lives and building them and discipling them. And those things are going to broaden out for you, okay? And I wouldn't be surprised if you don't find yourself in some sort of way that becomes it part of your income even, that there's going to be places where you're going to be building people. But the thing that's unique about you is that you, you're not somebody who's grabbing people unto yourselves so that you can have a following or so you can have a ministry. You have this life where you're just building people. And so what you're going to find is that God's bringing people to you. They were there for a little while, and you're just seeing them go out and reproduce the things that God has given you to do. Okay? But I just see him saying, have more confidence in that. Step out. Even speak more the things that you hear me saying. Even give more the things you see me saying. You do have the ability to teach whenever you share and you preach and you give the word. You do it well. You have insight and revelation. And he wants to affirm you that you do communicate well and that you don't need to hang back from doing that even in a public setting because he's given you a grace. And you're already effective in it. And you're already very good at it. There's a building dimension to what God is going to be really doing with you. You already have prophesied, you are a prophetess, you do move in those things, but God's going to be giving you people that you're really going to be building in the realities of Christ. In this season, the things that you've walked through, God has made himself more real to you. You are seeing him in a new way and in a way that is very powerful. And it's like boundaries have come off your mind and your heart about who the Lord is and what he's willing to do in the earth. And he is going to really use you together to really build people and to cause them to become very firm and strong that they can represent Christ in a place that's not religious and in a place where they're not bound, but then in a place that's not lawless, okay? Because you guys aren't religious, but you're not lawless. You know the Spirit of God and you walk with him. But there's going to be an added dimension of grace that's going to be on you that you're going to be confident as well, that you can teach and train and speak into people's lives and help them to just help them to grow in a place of stable maturity, and then they can go out and do the things that the Lord has them to do. I really do see you guys having some people that stay with you, but that you're going to be in relationship with a lot of people that are going to come into your lives just for a short period of time, and then you're going to let them go. And they're going to move on. And sometimes you're going to think maybe they shouldn't be, or maybe they're too young, but there's going to be a grace in your life to just trust the Lord with those people and see them go off and do the things that the Lord is going to do. Okay? There's a real creative word that's coming into you where you're actually going to be prophesying to people, and it's going to be, you're going to be calling things that were dead into places that are life, and it's not going to be 10 years down the road. There's going to be a creative thing that the Lord does because you work with or will be in relationship with some people who have real places maybe of brokenness, places of that they haven't been able to get over the stuff that's going on, and the word of the Lord is going to come and he's going to create a place where they can really step into wholeness and faith. And so just expect that it's going to be. It's not like you're going to get more anointing, but it's like the space that God's given you to rule over is becoming greater. And the work he's going to be doing is quicker. And because he already made those people free anyway, and he just wants them to see that they're free. Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you are a gift from God. You're obviously, I'm going to lay my hand on you. I just can look at you, though. You're very smart. You're very talented. Okay? You have a lot of capabilities. Okay? He's an obedient son. He has a heart for the Lord, but he's obedient. And he's going to have a lot of vision. Okay? He's going to have a lot of vision. He's going to see. He's going to have a real business acumen, which I think you probably have a business acumen as well. He's going to understand money and understand how to make money, and you're going to see those things starting to manifest in him in the next couple of years. And so give him opportunities to you know, apply the things that he's seeing, the things that he's doing. He's going to have like a mechanical ability, like a mechanical engineering kind of thing, where he sees how things should be fitted together. And so he's going to have an ability to cause things to be built. Okay, he has a lot of. He's going to reach a lot of places in his life, and he's going to move a lot of places. And so don't clamp down on him too hard to stay where you want him to be, because God's going to move him in a lot of places, and he's going to have a ear to hear what is happening in his generation, a prophetic ear. But you're going to understand your friends, and even as you become a man, you're going to understand the things that are going on in the world around you. But what you're really going to have is not only that ear to hear what they're feeling and what they want, but you're going to have the Lord's going to teach you how to hear his voice, and you're going to hear what he's saying. So you're going to have an accurate ability to relate to people when you're a man in the places that your friends are, because you're going to have the word of the Lord for them that's going to cause them to be able to see and hear what God is doing. Okay? That's what I hear.
Amen.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Mary, we have one more child represented, Tom and Sharon.
Right here.
No, right here on the right.
No, Paige is at camp.
Oh, she's at camp?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're free tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, though.
You're all night.
You may be.